Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. Well, the plethora of microbes living in the human gut not only affect people's physical health, but also influence mental health. According to a growing body of research, recent studies in animals show that changes in the gut bacteria community appear to make mice less anxious and also affect levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Scientists are now interested in studying whether probiotics could be used to treat anxiety or depression. This is Radio MD News. The FDA has approved Swiss drug maker Roche's fast-acting Ebola test for emergency use. The test, which checks for genetic traces of the often deadly virus, offers results in about 3 hours compared to many tests on the market that can take a day to produce results. West Africa's Ebola outbreaks led to more than 12,400 confirmed cases and nearly 7,600 deaths in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Although it's widely accepted that people with type 1 diabetes produce no insulin, new studies suggest otherwise. Roughly one-third produce the hormone long after they are diagnosed. Residual insulin production could last for more than four decades. Their findings could help avoid the misdiagnosis of type 1 diabetes as the more common type 2 diabetes and approved treatments for blood sugar control. Worldwide, about 35 million people in the U.S. have type 1 diabetes. The autoimmune disease causes the destruction of insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. Teenagers more likely than middle-aged drivers to die in crashes while driving older, smaller cars. Based on a census of fatal car accidents over 5 years, researchers found that 4 out of 5 teens killed were driving cars that were at least 6 years old and nearly half drove cars that were among more than 11 years old. In addition, nearly one-third of teens killed driving small or mini cars. Car accidents are the leading cause of death among U.S. teenagers, and teens are 3 times more likely than adults to have a motor vehicle accident. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, you can log on to RadioMD.com.